The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, folks, we're here. Election Day 2020. What an exciting day, and what some great messages I'm getting on our Big Rock text line. You're texting me your photos of long lines of people, great Americans, standing there to vote. Many of you reporting that you've never seen this many people at your precinct. And that's what we've got to do, folks. Don't let the lines discourage you. You got to show up. You got to vote. Just plan to spend an hour, whatever it's going to take to get there. On our guest line this morning, Eric Trump. Eric, this is one of the most amazing things I think I've ever seen. We already have long lines of people waiting to go vote for your dad.
Yeah, Joe, it's unbelievable. I mean, we ended up in Michigan, final stop last night, got home at 4 o'clock in the morning. I mean, but every single stop, Grand Rapids, Michigan last night, there must have been 50,000 people there, and they're chanting, you know, USA, USA, and people love this country, and they love this nation, they love our national anthem, and they love our Pledge of Allegiance, and they're sick and tired of seeing what the radical left is doing to it. And you know, you have some states that are really close. You know, North Carolina is always close. It's always incredibly competitive, and people have to get out. You have to get out, and you have to vote. I mean, it is so critically important. I mean, it's the radical left. It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe they could be a party with, you know, wanting to increase taxes by $4 trillion and wanting to attack law enforcement officers and being okay with people burning our American flag and, you know, taking our Pledge of Allegiance out of schools and, you know, everything else that they want to do. I mean, that party is not the party of JFK. It is a radical, radical party. And, you know, people, you know, if you care about this country, you have to get out there and you have to vote. You have to vote.
Yeah. You know, Eric, I have said many times over the past few weeks that, you know, the old cliche, this is the most important election of my lifetime. It's not a cliche this year, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. And I hope my father's rewarded, Joey. I mean, I really do. I mean, he built the greatest economy our country's ever seen, the lowest unemployment, rebuilt our military, and look at $721 billion a year Space Force. Look at these new F-35s and look at the new aircraft carriers and submarines. And, you know, he did criminal justice reform. In the last 4 weeks, he's done 4 peace deals, moved the embassy to Jerusalem, made us energy independent. I mean, we've got the lowest, you know, prices in the history of the country at the pump right now. Gas is like, you know, $1.90 at the pump right now. It's unbelievable. And you remember under Obama and Biden, it was, you know, $5.50, $5.60 at the pump. And I mean, I can go through so many things, but you know, I mean, look how he stood up for our Constitution, and look how he stood up for religious liberty in this country. I mean, you know, religion is totally under attack, and look how he stood up for our Second Amendment. And you know, hey, he's made this country, you know, wealthy. He's made this country proud. He won't tolerate people kneeling for the national anthem or, you know, or burning the American flag. And we need a lot more of that in America. We need a lot more people with backbone. And by the way, last but not least, Joe, he's the one guy who actually doesn't need this job. I mean, think about Biden. I mean, the guy's been in office 10 years longer than I've been alive, and I'm not the youngest guy in the world. It's, you know, the guy's been in office for 47 years. Yeah. Does anybody believe he really saved his best idea for last? And
Good point. Yeah. Well, and Eric, you've got to, you and your family, your dad, y'all have to be proud, and yeah, it has to be a great feeling as you wrap things up last night, as you mentioned. I mean, what was it like 11 rallies in a 2-day period that your dad and all of you did? I mean, and to see thousands and thousands of patriotic Americans to show up to show their support, that's got to be a good feeling for you.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, when you see 50,000 people and they're just, you know, I mean, the love of country and the love of flag and the love of America. And, you know, and also my father, I mean, he did 6 rallies yesterday because he finished, you know, he finished on a Sunday night, really at, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, his last one in Miami, Florida. But I mean, he did 6 rallies yesterday. And he's out there in front of these crowds, and, you know, in front of thousands of people in Michigan and Wisconsin. It was freezing out, and literally, you know, there's just no stopping the man. He's incredible. His work ethic, his stamina, you know, it's amazing. It's the inspiration to watch. I mean, there's I don't think anybody who's ever worked harder for this country than him. And I think people see the difference in terms of work ethic out there, but it makes me proud as a son. And I really believe we're on the right side of every single one of these issues. And then again, he doesn't need to be doing this. His life would be a lot better not being in Washington, D.C., but you know, we love everything that, you know, red, white, and blue stands for. And the way the radical left is trying to attack our country and trying to attack our Constitution. They want to pack our Supreme Court. It's horribly scary, Joey, and that's why people, they have to get out and you have to vote, especially in a state like North Carolina, which is it's always going to be incredibly close. It's going to be incredibly close.
My wife and I, we were driving through western North Carolina just a couple weekends ago, and I got to tell you, Eric, sign, you know, yard after yard, Trump 2020. Big flags waving, of course, and this past weekend, and I've never seen anything like this before in my lifetime, just impromptu Trump parades popped up all around the upstate of South Carolina and western North Carolina, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people in small towns doing a Trump parade. I've never seen that, but just driving through western North Carolina, you know, you had to look hard to find any mention of Joe Biden, but Trump signs and yard signs and flags everywhere. That tells me that the grassroots people of North Carolina and South Carolina and Northeast Georgia, our listening area, they're going to show up today.
Yeah, and they need to, because you need to make up for some of the cities. You know, unfortunately, you need to make up for some of those big population areas, which obviously skew, very differently, in many cases. Yeah. But, we love North Carolina. In fact, I named my daughter after the state. I think you know that my wife's from Wrightsville Beach. She's from the coast. And so we spend every holiday there and everything else. We love the state, and the state means a tremendous amount to us. And frankly, so does Georgia. I mean, Tiffany, my sister's from Georgia, I think you know that, and spent a lot of her life there, and two unbelievable states, and we're fighting for this country. I'm proud of my father. He's done again a great job, and I hope people will go cast their vote, and we'll save this country. We'll save this country from the radical left, which is just unrecognizable. I mean, they're just truly, truly unrecognizable.
Yeah, and that's what we plan to do. We appreciate what your dad has done for our country and what the whole family has. One last question for you, because you know it seems like that over the past 2 days, particularly, the left, the Democrats, have sort of been building this scenario that there's no way that your dad could be called the winner tonight. What are you guys expecting as far as any challenges and all from the Democrats, if it's very clear tonight that your dad has won in the Electoral College?
Yeah, my father could win all 50 states and they would challenge it, right? I mean, that's who these people are. It's they were changing rules in liberal states like New Jersey. They were changing rules literally 55 days, 60 days out from election. To try and gain favor, and they'll do that every single day, and it's unfortunate. I mean, I think the people of this country want to know on election night who actually won the election. But then you'll have one state, ballots are allowed to come in 6 days after the election. They're allowed to come in, 7 days later, and so one state, because of one law put in place by one state house or one state senate or whatever it may be, literally holds up the entire country, and they're fine changing those rules after hundreds of years of it working a certain way. They're fine changing those rules with 60 days left to try and gain a little advantage. And listen, that's the game these swamp creatures play. I think a lot of Americans see through some of this nonsense, some of these games that they've played kind of in the final weeks and months. And I'm hoping we win so decisively that it doesn't matter. I'm really hoping with all of my heart. But again, you have states like North Carolina that are going to be just razor thin. They always are. It's always a couple votes here or there that really turn the state, and it's if you win North Carolina, you win the country. If you win Georgia, you win the country. You win those two states in Pennsylvania, you really win the country. And I can't emphasize enough just how important certain areas are, especially your area, which really needs to make up for some other parts of the state, which might not always vote the same way.
Yeah. Eric, we're going to do it. We're going to pull it through for your dad tonight. So you guys, God bless you. We're all praying for all of you. And we're looking for four more years. No better person than your dad than to pull us out of this COVID situation and to rebuild our economy, which he's already doing it. So you don't worry about North Carolina, the Carolinas, Georgia. We're going to pull it through for you.
Pull it off, Joey. I really appreciate it. And I love the state. I love everybody listening. And thank you very much for the trust and confidence.
Sure thing, Eric. Have a blessed day. And we're going to pull through for you. Take care.
Thank you.